Welcome to dbhuddle.com. I'm Dave Burke, and I'm excited about the launch of our new site where we'll talk football, other sports, and more. We hope you enjoy our first video on our new YouTube channel and help us grow by subscribing and hitting the like button. This video is presented by First Star Logistics, a company that's highly active in community involvement with sports and other significant events across Cincinnati. First Star Logistics is currently hiring logistics account executives who are motivated professionals for sales positions. First Star Logistics provides paid training, plus a salary, and the highest commissions in the industry. If you want a fun work environment and a place with unlimited earning potential, visit firststarlogistics.com. Now, to the dbhuddle.com Week 1 matchups we'll be attending. The 2022 OHSA football season kicks off on Thursday night with some great matchups across the state. DB Huddle will head to Fairfield to watch a great Week 1 matchup between Huber Heights Wayne and Fairfield. Fairfield head coach Jason Krause finished last season with a 6-5 record, but saw early struggles before putting together four straight wins in the season's final weeks, including a playoff win over Mason before falling to Moeller. Junior quarterback Talon Fisher returns after throwing for 1,381 yards and rushed for 550 yards and 12 touchdowns. However, Fisher threw 13 interceptions to only 6 touchdowns last season. 7 of his interceptions came in the first 3 games. He's joined by West Virginia pledges Jordan Jackson, who rushed for 973 yards last season and 6 touchdowns. Jackson's twin brother, Josiah, is also pledged to the Mountaineers, and he posted 48 tackles and 2 interceptions a season ago. Along the defensive line, James Thomas is a player to watch as a big senior year could see schools outside of the Mid-American Conference show interest. We watched Thomas last season in Week 1 where he played tight end and felt he'd make a great offensive lineman. That may still be the case once he gets to college. Joining Thomas is Amir Rogers, a 6'6", 230-pound defensive end we also saw last season. Rogers is a multi-sport athlete who we're excited to see again, as we feel he may be a hidden gem in Southwest Ohio for the 2023 recruiting class. Huber Heights Wayne lost some talent last season with players that hit it off to Alabama and Notre Dame. However, Wayne has always been able to reload and returns 2 Division I offensive line pledges in Josh Padilla, who is a longtime pledge to Ohio State, and Evan Tengzadal, who will head off to play for Luke Fickle and the Cincinnati Bearcats. Head coach Roosevelt Mukes has his team coming off an 8-3 season, but they had a heartbreaking loss in the playoffs against Dublin Kaufman, and I'm sure that still leaves a bad taste in the mouths of many of the Warriors. Sophomore quarterback Tyrell Lewis returns after throwing for 1,163 yards and 10 touchdowns last season. First, however, Lewis will have to cut down on his interceptions as well, having thrown 7 last season. His main target is no stranger in Ball State pledge R.J. Mukes, the son of Coach Mukes, who hauled in 21 balls for 219 yards and a touchdown last season. Watch for junior defensive end Javon Hammonds, who posted 75 tackles with 4.5 sacks on defense. Last season, Fairfield opened against a tough Centerville squad out of the Greater Western Ohio Conference. Wayne is also out of the same conference and will be just as tough of a Week 1 test. However, we couldn't pass up this matchup, as it should be a great game with great talent on both sides. Friday night, we'll head to Covington Catholic High School for the first game of the First Star Logistics Saturday High School Rivals Series on Star 64, where the Colonels will host the Elder Panthers. Covington Catholic is coming off a 9-4 season, and head coach Eddie Evanston will bring a young squad into a tough matchup to open up the season. The Colonels' defense is led by Army pledge Aiden Jones, who led the Colonels with 83 tackles last season from his linebacker spot. But we'll be watching the play of a couple of juniors, as Willie Rodriguez is a player we saw have a great camp season. Now, he did that as a tight end, but we saw Rodriguez at the best of the Midwest. And while we're excited to see what he can do at tight end, we felt he would be a top linebacker in the 2024 recruiting class, because we feel he has more upside as a linebacker or a rush edge player. But we feel he'll be one of the top prospects in the region when it's all said and done, no matter what position college coaches recruit him at. Braylon Miller is a 6-foot, 160-pound junior who looks ready to break out this season. We like what Miller did on film as a cornerback last season, and know he'll also line up some at receiver. The big question for the Colonels this season will be the play at quarterback. Talk is junior Evan Pitzer was the favorite to win the starting job, and if so, he'll enter the game with limited reps, having thrown for 252 yards and two passing touchdowns. Pitzer can also run the ball, and in limited action last season, rushed for 53 yards and a score. It's a big year and milestone for the Elder Panthers as they celebrate the school's 100th year. Head coach Doug Ramsey is set to start his 26th season at the school and knows his squad will get tested early against the Colonels before they have to host Pickering Central the following week. Last season, the Panthers finished 6-6, but must find replacements for quarterback Ben Hamilton and multi-position weapon Drew Ramsey. Coach Ramsey has always been one of the top offensive minds, but will need to find weapons after struggles running the ball last year. Always good for an offensive lineman or two, 2022 may be more defensive slanted with sophomore Maddox Arnold, a name to watch after having a breakout freshman season. Both teams enter this game looking to answer questions on who they'll be this season. There you have it. Two great games to open the high school football season. We know there were many games we would have loved to be at this week, but we feel these two matchups are quality games to kick off the start of what should be an exciting football season. Please do us a favor. Help us get our YouTube channel off to a strong start by subscribing to the channel and hitting the like button. Again, we want to thank First Star Logistics for their commitment to all local sports at all levels. I encourage you to check out dbhuddle.com for interviews, player profiles, and more as we talk football at the high school level, college as the UC Bearcats look for another big year, and the NFL as the Cincinnati Bengals have the look of another great team. Until next time, good luck to all the teams this weekend, and have a great season.
At First Star Logistics, we're a very strict company that really puts the pressure on our employees. Brakes? What are those?
That's what I'm talking about, Icky. Get the body right, then the mind's right. You know,
gotta get that body right.
That's right. Yes, sir.
Become a star with a chance to earn the highest commission percentages in the industry as a freight broker agent. Check out FirstStarLogistics.com.